Morning, my friends. How are we this beautiful day? It is wonderful as we gather in the house of the Lord and as we can return praise and thanksgiving to Him for all the incredible things that He has done for us. And today, the thing that we are really focused on and just unbelievably grateful for and giving God tons of praise and thanksgiving for is the school that God has given us. And that whole ministry and those little people that come into our building that we can teach and help them to understand and the incredible teachers that God has blessed our school with that just are so gifted at passing on all this stuff to the next generation, the families that we get to minister to and that minister to us and that we get to partner, and the entire congregation that supports this ministry and works together to get this all, keep this all going, because it, little note, it's a lot of work. All right, there's a lot to a school. And so, folks, what a wonderful thing it is that our God has brought us to this place today. And that on Wednesday, we're going to have kids in the school for the beginning of this next school year. I know, it's, everybody's like, oh my goodness, the summer's over. Yes, it's over. So guys, let us begin this worship service, remembering the God who has made all things and gives us all things, the one who brings all these people into our lives, and the one who made us his children in baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us this day to make a joyful noise to you, to sing your praises, and to be gladdened by the many ways that you pour into our lives. Help us to be mindful of all the things that you do for us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Because of this, we run for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake forgive all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
God is great. Give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere his glory on display. Take a look at those stars, he can name them all. Before his throne every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and waves obey our God. Is an awesome God, he reigns. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. An awesome God, he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. And even when I ran, he didn't run away. He came and put death back in its place. Friday on a cross, broken from my shame. Sunday morning rose up from the grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Glory to the King. Oh, let all the this all because of Jesus dying on the vine. And it's all because the blood of Jesus Christ that covers me and raised this dead man's life. And it's all
welcome and good morning. My name is Steve Mankrum, the elder today. The first scripture reading is Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident that that who is begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about you since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. To the glory and praise of God, this is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Our sermon scripture reading for today comes from Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of a ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. At this time, I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message.
Well, good morning, everybody. Are we excited that school is starting on Wednesday for some of you? Yeah, I know Catherine. She's excited. We've got some excited teachers out there, too, today. Now, our theme verse for today, or our theme for our school year, is make a joyful noise to the Lord. Can you say that with me? Make a joyful noise to the Lord. What a great verse. Now, this morning, I have three sounds that I'm going to play, okay? And you guys get to guess what the sound is. Now, this is what you're going to do. When you know what the sound is, you're going to raise your hand, but your mouth is going to... Because sometimes it takes Mrs. Dinas a while to think of what the answer is. Pastor Bob might have trouble too sometimes. So give us a minute to think. Don't shout it out. You're going to raise your hand. Are you ready for the three sounds? All right. Here's our first sound. You're going to raise your hand when you know what it is. Okay. What is it? Laughing. That was children laughing. That's a pretty joyful sound, isn't it? We have times of laughter. Our God is so wonderful. He makes so many things that are amazing, like hippopotamuses. I mean, those are pretty silly, aren't they? He makes nanas and papas that make us laugh, right? He gives us brothers and sisters and babies. They make us laugh, don't they? Yeah. All right, let's listen to our next sound. Okay. What is that? A song. Songs are joyful. We sing together and praise together, don't we? That's a joyful noise. Yeah. All right. Here is our third sound. Did you hear something in that rain? What did you hear? Thunder. Oh. Sometimes thunder is scary, isn't it? And we might be frightened. We can't be joyful then, right? Do you know what? Joy is a gift. It is a gift from the Holy Spirit. We get that joy when we know that even in bad times, in thunderstorms, when we're going to take a test, when something is hard, God gives us joy. The Holy Spirit lives in us, and he gives us that joy. If you look at actually, you can just look at your bulletin. It's on your bulletin. You can see that person is outstretched. And he has joy because what's on his heart? Do you know what's on his heart right here? Can you guys see that? A cross. A cross. We have joy because of Jesus, because the Holy Spirit gives us that gift. So even when things are hard sometimes, we know that we can have that joy in Jesus. Can you pray with me? Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for the gift of joy. Help me to share your joy and your love with others. Amen.
All right, my friends. St. Mark's likes kids. Have you noticed? We've got a few. I love the kids. One of the best things about working here at St. Mark's is that this place is dripping with kids all the time. You walk up and down the hallway and there's children and they all want a high five and they all want a hug and they all want, it's just an amazing, wonderful place to work. But that doesn't really answer the question is why do we do all this? This is a lot of work. Mentioned that earlier, right? This takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of passion. And at the end of the day, even better, by the end of the year, we're worn out. And the teachers get a break. And I'm glad they do, because they need that break by the end of the year. Because this is hard, right? So why do we do this? Well, I think a really important thing for me to do before we get started on this whole thing is to, I want to summarize scripture, all right? It's going to be really short. You ready for this? God created everything. We fell into sin. God promised salvation. Jesus came and delivered us from sin, death, and the devil because he died on the cross for our sins. Now we're in this time of the church where we are working really, really hard to get the message of Jesus out to the people who need to hear it. And one day, the day that we are anticipating with bated breath and with everything, the day when all things are made due and all things are set right, when there will be no more hunger, no more sickness, no more famine, no more storms, no more disasters of any kind, everything will be set right, Jesus will come again, and we will live with him forever in a perfect place. All right, that's the foundation. Because here's what we do with the children. What we get to do with the kids is we get to bring them into this place and teach them about the God who loves them. We get to teach them, they discover this pretty early on, that the world is kind of messed up, right? I mean, they know that somebody just stole their toy, right? They know that they're having a relational problem. They might not know the words. But they know that they're having a problem because another person is not treating them the way they want to be treated. And they also know that every once in a while they're in trouble because they did something they weren't supposed to do. It doesn't take long for them to understand that the world is messed up and that they're kind of messed up with it. And that is the time when we can begin as parents and as the church of God here on earth, left here during this time of the church to spread the message of salvation and the gospel to the next generation because they need it. And you know how we know that they need it? Because we need it. We know how messed up we are, and we want to pass the peace and the love and the grace and the forgiveness and the provision and the security that we receive from God himself onto the next generation because they need this. And so we teach them. We teach them about God's love and how Jesus died on the cross to get them forgiven for their sin. We teach them about God's laws and expectations and the way that our loving God has explained how to live our lives. The one who made all things and knows all things, the one who made us and knows us, he gives us his law so that we will know how to live our lives in the best way as a blessing to us and as an act of worship to him, both at the same time, because our God is just that good. And that we can teach these children what it means to walk with God, trusting in his mercy, living out his will, giving themselves to him in everything that they can possibly do. And we start when they can barely understand, and we help them to continue to grow in this knowledge of their God until we can't teach them anymore. Usually when they like go off to college or move away. Because you guys are, you know, older parents here. Your kids, do they ever stop being your kids? The students of God, do they ever stop being the students of God? We always love them. We always want to teach them. We always want to help them to continue to grow. And we always want to draw them ever closer into a relationship with God. You want to ask me why we have a Lutheran school here at St. Mark's? That is the number one reason why. Our children need God's knowledge. They need to understand who they are and what God has done for them and who God has made them to be and how that radically changes their lives and gives their lives purpose so that they can live worshipfully for Him in everything they do. Is that it? No. Because our children don't just need this. I mean, the knowledge of salvation, is it important? Yeah. Does God have other stuff for our kids to learn? Here's the thing. The reason I started this whole sermon talking about creation is because I think it's a kind of important for us to go all the way back to the beginning and remember who made everything that we have in the world around us. Everything. That's our ability to think. That's the way matter and energy interact. That's how math is an incredible language given to us by God to describe and predict how energy and matter can react. That's like the God who put us into relationships. You realize, you remember the one thing, the first thing that God said was not good in creation was that Adam was alone. And so he put Adam in a relationship because he knew that we need relationships, but these relationships are not always easy. And so God gives us knowledge and wisdom and understanding about these relationships. And in fact, one of the first things he teaches us is he says, you guys needed grace and forgiveness, correct? And if you guys need grace and forgiveness, what do you think the people around you are going to need? Are you going to have a healthy relationship with anybody if that relationship isn't founded and based on grace? If your relationships are based on expectations and based on living up to a standard and lived and based on, are you going to be able to get along with anybody? Because the one thing I can tell you is everybody is going to disappoint you. It's what we do. We are weak. We fail. We do it all the time. The only reason we can have a relationship with God is because He shows us unfailing love and mercy and grace and forgives our sins stubbornly, persistently. And then He tells us, now I want you to take this forgiveness that you have received. Remember back to the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our trespasses. Whoa, those are connected. The idea is that we receive mercy and grace from God and we share it with the people around us because the people around us are going to need it, and so do you. And we can teach our children the foundation of healthy, Christian, loving relationships based on grace, based on truth, and based on grace. But we're not done yet. Because the God who made everything created an incredibly amazing, spectacular world that we get to live in. I mean, there's entire fields of study in this world, and we've gotten to the point where every single field of study is so deep that there's fields within the fields. And you can't know everything about any of it because your brain isn't big enough. I mean, it's not just enough to say chemistry. Now you have to say organic chemistry. And once you get to organic chemistry, that's like an entire world of things. And now you probably need to specialize within that. Just so that you're able to understand and be useful in a little tiny sliver of knowledge in this world. But don't forget, chemistry is just a little piece of it. There's still physics. And there's still energy. There's still astronomy. There's still microbiology. There's still the atoms and the interaction of the subatomic particles and the things that are so small that we can only discover them by math because they're smaller than light. You can't see it. It's incredible the things that our God has made. And as we can show our children what it is that God has made in this world, show them the gift of language, the gift of poetry, the gift of art, the gift, just the fact that art can affect our emotions and help us to understand things and see things in a way we didn't see it before. Just all of the things that our God has put in this world and the He built a world pregnant for inventions. All of the materials, the rules, the way he structured everything makes it possible for us to discover and learn and put things together in different ways and figure out better ways of living. It's insane what our God has made. And here's what we get to do because we are a Lutheran school, is we get to teach our children all about the wonders, the incredible wonders of the world that our God has made, and teach them at the same time to give the Creator God who gave all of this to us the worship and adoration that he deserves. I mean, there's a lot of other good schools out there, and they'll teach science, and they'll teach math, and they'll teach poetry, and they'll teach art, and they'll teach all the subjects, but where they have to stop is with the meaning and purpose behind all these things. That all these things were given to us to bless the people that God loved, to bless the people that God inhabit or put into this world to enjoy the creation, so that we can praise the one who made us. And just think of the incredible blessing that is to the children of our family here, that we are able to make that available, that we can teach children not just the cold logic of the world, but the incredible relationship, the meaning, the purpose, and the worship that comes alongside all of the knowledge that we gain as we discover the truth of the creation that our God has made. You want to know why we have a Lutheran school? That's why. Because knowledge is more than knowledge. Math is more than math. All of these things are a language of praise and glory. And I want the next generation to be able to know that and appreciate that as much as they are capable. So that's the why. Now we get to the how. This is an enormous job. Teaching the next generation the faith, teaching them that God is in, that the knowledge of God is in all the stuff that God has made, that we can praise him and glorify. This is huge stuff. This requires a lot of specialized knowledge, education. It requires a lot of effort. But it also requires a few other things other than teachers and classrooms. It's going to require it's going to require teachers. People who dedicate their lives to God and God's kids. And think about this. This is kind of a big deal. These are people who are smart and capable and are fully able to make a lot more money. You know what I'm saying? Fully capable of doing things that we would look in the world as more successful, right? So why didn't they? Why would they instead take a job at St. Mark's teaching kids? Maybe it's because they were also filled with that wonder. Maybe it's because they know what it is to pass on the truths of God to the next generation. Maybe it is because they were so blessed by their God that they are driven to bless others. And even though there's no money in it, they give themselves entirely to this task. And let me tell you, I watched them work. They give themselves very much to this task. But they can't do it all by themselves. This church, this school is not a ministry of the teachers. This school is a ministry of St. Mark's. It's a ministry that God has given to our congregation to care for, to nurture, to bring along, to do everything we can to make this ministry all that it can be so that more children can be blessed. What it means is this. What it means is that all the people who have been blessed by God, all the people who have been at one point or another in awe of the majesty of the creation that our God has put before us, all of us who have been brought to worship because of some incredible beauty, some unbelievable complexity, something that God has made has touched us so deeply that we were drawn into this worship of the God who made all things. And we want this to be passed on to the next generation. And the question is, well, what can you do about it? Well, my answer to that is, what do you got? You know what I'm saying? It's like this. If you have time but no money, guess what we could use? Time. If you got money but no time, guess what we could use? If you have some special knowledge, some gift that God has given you that is incredibly specialized that only a few people can do, but you can do it, and you can do it for us in a way that'll bring God glory and forward this incredible ministry and help the next generation of children get to know God, what can you do? I mean, we got a finance team. I'm so grateful for them. Because I'm not a financial guy. Just not. Right? And so do we need other people? Yeah. It's what we need. I work on things. I fix things. But I have limits. Anytime that there is a blockage below the floor of the house, I'm done. Then I need somebody who is specialized, somebody who has extra knowledge, somebody who knows what they're doing so that they can fix stuff down where we can't reach or see. There are so many ways that we need help at St. Mark's. And one of the things that we've got for you today is if you feel led, there's some sign-up sheets in the back. So that people can sign up to do different things for the school. I'm not even sure what they all are. I think like reading and being recess monitor are two of them. I have no idea what else is out there. But the point is this. If there is a need, and if we make a need known to the congregation, please take it seriously and consider it. Because this is our ministry. We all do this together. This is something that is worth doing. It is something that is worth sacrificing for. It is something that is worth giving our lives to, as the teachers have, that this is worthy. It's worthy because it is God's work. And so please consider that. Another thing I gotta say is this. I walked into the kitchen once when I was a kid. My mom is not tall. And there was dirt on top of the refrigerator, and she did not see it because I don't think she's seen the top of the refrigerator since she stood on a chair last. And I mentioned the dirt on the top of the refrigerator. My mom was washing dishes at the time, and she turned around and threw a rag at me, and she said, if you see something that needs to be done, okay, here's the thing. If you see something that needs to be done, you may want to consider doing it. The thing is Pastor Joe at New Beginnings out in Pacific, I love, he's a brother of mine, went to seminary together with him, it was great, but he has an expression, he says, there's good ideas and there's great ideas. A good idea is when somebody comes in and says, somebody ought to do that. Yeah. A great idea is, I will do that. You get the difference? Because here's the thing, we're frenetically busy around here. There is so much going on all the time. We are all juggling, and sometimes we don't have the time to slow down enough to ask. And it is an incredible blessing when somebody sees a need and offers. It's an incredible blessing, all right? And so, guys, here's the thing. We have an incredible God. He has blessed every single one of us with salvation and then with this life. The world that he has created, the gifts that he's given us, the experiences that we've had. And he says this, use what I have given you in my church. Use what he has given you in the ministry that I have left you to do. Use all of it, whatever you have. I'm not asking you for what you don't have, but you might be surprised what you have if God starts poking at you. But let us work. Let us praise God together. Let us make a joyful noise to him through the work of our hands and the sweat of our brow. Let us do this thing that our God has put before us. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, so much that you have provided for us, that you have given us so many things, Lord, but especially today we thank you for the school and the children and the families and the teachers and all the people that are contributing to make it work. Lord, I pray that you would continue to empower them, give them strength and energy and passion and health, Lord, so they can continue to do the work that you've laid before them. But Lord, I pray that you would also raise up others who can continue to serve and to continue to shore up this ministry, so that it can be a ministry, Lord, made of worship for you. Thank you, Lord, for all these things. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You are so overwhelming.
Please stand as we confess our faith. Today we're going to be using the explanation of the first article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land, animals, and all I have. He daily and richly provides me all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger, guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. Please be seated. At this time, I'd like to have all the teachers come forward and Mr. Caston as well. All right, teachers, are you ready for this? So it's tomorrow night is back to school night, right? And then Wednesday, the children arrive. So, are we anticipating or a little afraid? No, they look like they're ready. You guys are ready for this. This is awesome. All right, folks, listen. Here I've got a couple of verses I want to read. First of all, Romans chapter 12, verses 4 to 8. For just as us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so we in Christ, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, then do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. My friends, you guys are called to an incredible purpose. I mean, bringing up the next generation of children in the faith, introducing them to God and to the world that God has made is an incredible opportunity and responsibility. And so, folks, we thank God for you. We thank God for the gifts that he has put in each of you, that he has made you capable and passionate and willing and that he has filled you with the love of Jesus and the love of our children. And so with that, can we pray? Can we pray as we head into this year? Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the gifts you have given us, Lord, but especially for these teachers today. Lord, I pray that you would help us to keep them in our prayers, that we would never forget about them or take them for granted, Lord, but that we would encourage them and hold them up, Lord, and to give them all the resources that they need so that they can do their work, Lord, in the way that you deserve and in the way that the children's need. Lord, I pray that you would bless them. Bless them with passion. Bless them with your Holy Spirit so that they have the words to say. Lord, let them be a blessing to the children. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And here's the next reading is Colossians 3, 16 and 17. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And then we have a couple of anniversaries. Oh, you are not on. There you go.
So, yeah, I think it's only fitting today that we have three anniversaries to recognize. Josh, will you come up? And we're going to cover all three aspects of our ministry. We have Tanya Cuno with a 10-year anniversary of ministry to St. Mark. And Lisa Lockwood with 5 years in the day school. And Josh Rusnick with 10 years of pastoral ministry. And will you pray with me for these staff members? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your ministry at St. Mark's and for the commitment that our staff has to us. We honor Tanya and Lisa and Josh today with their wisdom and their knowledge and their strong commitment to spreading your word here in Eureka. In your name we pray. Amen.
We will continue with the prayers of the day, so please stand. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all that you have made, for light and water, for plants, stars, birds, fish, land animals, and every creeping thing that creeps along the earth. I thank you that you have made man in your image and that you've given charge over all that you created. So, Lord, I thank you that you give us all that we own and all that we are. And we pray that you would guide us all to recognize the needs around us and how you would use us to provide help to all people in need. Lord, as well, we come before you with the prayers of our people. We pray that you continue to be with Ed Ployer as he patiently waits for when he can have his bypass surgery. Pray that you give him patience to endure, and pray that the day would come swiftly that he can get the surgery he needs. Lord, I pray that you be with Joe, the brother of Alice Gamewell. I pray that you be with all those who are in a new facility after the fire, and pray that you'd help the new facility to support the needs of all the residents. Lord, we pray that you would give protection and peace of mind to Ramona and her family. Pray that you'd be with Ray Norris, having multiple health issues, including cancer, and be with him as he's doing rehab for his broken hip. Help him to have the strength to endure through all those things. Lord, we pray for Calvin Nieslein as he's struggling with back issues. Pray that you'd help alleviate the pain that he's feeling and help him to get to a place where he's more mobile and functional. And Lord, I pray that you'd be with Jan Beasley as she struggles with anxiety and just many different health complications. Give her the support that she needs and help her to ever trust you. Lord, I thank you that you have blessed St. Mark's with a school. I pray this year that you would guide the students, help them to grow in their knowledge of you and their knowledge of academics. Help them to not get discouraged, but to ever strive to learn more. Lord, I pray that you would guide the teachers. Help them to have joy as they instruct their students. Help them to have joy in their passions as they're teaching students wonderful new things that they do not already know. And Lord, I pray that you would guide our principal. Help her to lead the school well and help her to make good decisions. All these things we ask in your Son's holy and precious name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me."
Stand.
And now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior strengthen and preserve you in the true faith to life everlasting. Depart from his table with peace. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to dismiss any children who are going to Sunday school to go ahead and meet Miss Lauren there in the back. And the one thing I want to make certain is on all your radar is in 2 weeks from today, on August 24th, we have our church picnic. And so right after church, we're going to be going up to Kirscher Park, encouraging everyone to bring a side to share. We're going to be providing meat. And also want to note that we'll be having a fire truck coming who's going to spray water to help cool us off, or at least anybody who's interested in participating in that. I don't think they're just going to spray the pavilion, hopefully. But no, definitely plan on putting that on your calendar and come. We love to see everybody there. Otherwise, pray you have a blessed week. God's blessings to you, and thanks for joining us today.